This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh, okay. I'm glad this show's on at 10 o'clock at night. It's well after dinner.
Oh, yeah, because I'd puke.
Yeah, it would make me ill. My goodness. Hey, so your thunderstorm's over with?
No, I'm watching it in my camera sitting here. I'm deep in the basement in my studio, and I have cameras everywhere at my house, and I have monitors here that I can watch the whole outside, and the sky is just completely lit up with lightning left and right. So, you know, folks, there's a chance that we could just disappear.
If we disappear, it's Slim's fault.
Yeah, shit happens. But anyways.
The Florida thunderstorms seem to be over for me, so.
Well, then I have two more. I've been watching the radar. There's two more bands headed this way, but hopefully we can, you know, squeeze this in. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We're here. We're live.
I hope one of them's Adam and the Metalhawks. I like Adam.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. We talked about him last week, so I had to get his name in again.
Get his name in all the time. Adam's cool. Adam's an awesome, cool, awesome guy.
Well, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for June
8th, 2020.
One. There you go. Rick's indisposed tonight.
Yeah, what's up with that shit?
He says computer's acting up. I asked him what her name was. he would not disclose.
He's a computer geek like me.
Italian stallion might be busy.
Maybe that. All right, I guess it really may have been code word for... All right.
Could have been code.
We know he's not at Disney because his passes aren't good right now, so...
I know, I got to ask him about that too because... My daughter's coming down beginning of August, and I think that's when Florida residents go back. But I don't know if I can purchase a ticket for her as a Florida resident if they ID them because she's got a Pennsylvania driver's license.
And they will. I can tell you right now. And
yeah,
that's
why I threw it out there because you've been there.
Yes, and the cheapest package, like he said the other day, which would be what she would buy, would be $369, and how many days is she going to go to the park? Is she going to go to the park? It's not worth it because you get
to go to Paramount or whatever it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy a residence pass anyways because you're spending way too much money. And it's not like she can transfer the residence pass to you.
Oh, isn't it cheaper just for one day?
Yeah, it's just cheaper for one day. So just get a 1 day pass. Make sure.
But is it cheaper for a Florida person for one day?
Yes, it probably is. But again, they are going to ID her for sure. You can always give it a whirl, but I don't think it's going to work. The only thing I'll suggest, though, is whatever you do, buy a hopper pass. That way, you know, she can go from park to park, and she's just not stuck in one park. And that costs more.
Hopper pass.
Got to have a hopper pass if you want to go from park to park.
Well, it's not going to break me.
No, I know. I just don't want you to be surprised when all of a sudden she says, well, let's go to Epcot.
And I'm not going with her.
Or she gets to Epcot.
She's on her own.
I want to go and enjoy the day with
her. She's 27 years old. No, I don't want to go to the friggin' park and die in August. I'm staying here in my air conditioning and my swimming pool.
Yeah, but she's awesome.
The most stressful thing I will do in the August heat is drive down the casino to play poker in the sub-zero air conditioning down there. That's it. No. Nobody moves to Florida for July and August, let me tell you. Okay, it's not good. Now, September, the Bucks are playing again. I will sweat a little to go see the Bucks. Well, the first game probably won't be too bad because it's the Cowboys on Thursday night at home. So
you're gonna send Mini-Me on her own, or is she bringing somebody with her? I mean,
no, she's on her own.
She's just going to go to the park all by herself. That's boring. Yeah. Oh, you've got to come on. You've got to step up.
It's an adventure.
You need to sweat it out and go to the park.
Hey, come on. When I want to have an adventure, I went to friggin' Ukraine. Okay. She's just going to Disney World. Screw that. And it's no big deal.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, man. My iced coffee is nice. My fake iced coffee. It's decaf. Sometimes we get old people. Like a lot of people, I'm pissed about the illegal immigration problem. Now, I've always been concerned. If you listen to the show, you know, we've all talked about it. But what really set me off was the CONCACAF Soccer Championship this last Sunday. The United States beat Mexico 3-2 in overtime. Yay, good for them. They haven't beaten Mexico in 9 years or something, for anything important. This game was in Colorado. The crowd in Colorado was mainly rooting for Mexico. And they pelted the Americans with bottles and beer at the end of the game. You know, I think we've had about enough here, damn it. You know, if you're not going to assimilate, or at least understand how to act in a civilized society, get the fuck out.
They're never going to assimilate.
Well, then shut the fuck up. Go away. And I should, you know, it's not just the Mexicans in the crowd. It's the Americans. More Americans should have bought friggin' tickets. It's your national team. I'd have gone.
Let me ask this.
Was it in Tampa? I'd have been there.
Was it just the Americans throwing the bottles, or was it
the Mexicans throwing them at America?
At Americans. Oh, okay. I thought
In America.
Okay. I had thought.
Like,
I had
we don't backwards. Have a problem with China.
Yeah, no shit.
Now we gotta fight. The friggin' what do you call it? Spanish-American War again.
Yeah, but doesn't don't
no,
sport
no, any, Spain.
Just like
what was the war we fought with Mexico with the Alamo and all that bullshit?
Couldn't tell you. I didn't pay attention.
No. We kicked your ass then too. Damn it!
But listen, isn't Mexican sports? You watch a lot of soccer, which is a very rowdy sport in other countries. It's not so rowdy. Yes. You know, I mean, the stadiums. The
American Outlaws are pretty rowdy.
But. Right, but I'm saying, like, stadium crowd-wise, you know, these crowds can get out of control. I mean, they have fences around these fields, these soccer fields.
And in South America, they sure as hell do.
Right. And my understanding, too, you know, Mexico is, you know, they're rowdy, too. So maybe this wasn't just as much, you know, attacking Americans. Is it just the rowdy nature that this sport draws?
No, they got their
draws?
Piss, they lost.
Well, but yeah,
you know, one of the things that really killed me was a game in New Jersey a couple of years ago. We were playing either Guatemala or Honduras. I don't remember which one, but it was a tiny Central American country. Okay. That we have a lot of problems with at our border. There were more Guatemalans or Hondurans in that crowd. And this is at the stadium where the Giants and Jets play, whatever they're calling it this year. The name of it just keeps changing. It used to be the Meadowlands, or maybe the field's still called the Meadowlands. But there was more Hondurans or Guatemalans in that crowd than there were Americans.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
In New Jersey.
But that doesn't surprise me, in a way, because...
Well, they're not, they're not near as big as Mexico.
No, but this sport isn't as big for Americans as it is... for the other cultures, and I can see where
our kids are good.
Well, they might be, but
it's the most talented team we put on the pitch since the World Cup 12 years ago.
But can't you fairly say that if you look at the media and you look at, you know, social media, soccer is you look at anything, soccer in the United States is one of the least talked about sports.
That's true.
You know, football is the, you know, the sport. Basketball, baseball, you don't hear anything about lacrosse. You don't hear anything about, you know, field hockey. Those aren't the sports. So I can see going to a soccer game where the majority of the crowd in any given state and any given stadium could possibly be more of that ethnicity versus America.
Well, I don't care. Every time it happens, it pisses me off.
Oh, it can. I get that.
I admit it.
But you would never see that at a football game or a baseball game, ever.
No.
Because that's a popular sport in America.
Yeah, baseball's very popular with Latinos as well, but they don't get near as rowdy about baseball. So, speaking of the illegals problem, Freudenstein is the president. The Guatemalans apparently disagree. Vice President Kamala Emhoff went there this week, and here's what she had to say. We've got this. All right, she always says that.
I know.
I know. We're just messing. But here's, everybody hates that laugh. Nobody likes this woman. Even Democrats don't like this woman.
We don't.
And she's the second most powerful person in the country, supposedly. But anyway, but here's what she really said. We've got the real clip.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
Do not come. I'll bet she hasn't said that since junior high. But on boom.
I don't have a drum thing. Sorry.
I'm sorry. But yeah, you know, I actually put a comment on the Fox News post on social media about Kamala Harris doing that. And oh, no, it was about the cookies. That's what it was. She gave out cookies on Air Force Two that were designed in the shape of her head. It didn't have a face on it, but her hair and the pearl necklace and everything else, right? She gave them out to the press on Air Force Two, these cookies. So I commented on the Fox News feed. So she was giving out head? Question mark. Again? Question mark. My Fox News ban starts tomorrow.
It will. But you know what killed me out of that?
You can't say anything anymore.
No, you can't. You can't. But what killed me is I mean, we didn't play the rest of the clip after the do not come, do not come. But, you know, what killed me is her next sentence was you know, that they're enforcing, you know, turning people back. No, they're not.
No, they're not. You lying sack of shit. Well, she's a Democrat, so there you go.
But we're enforcing.
But MSNBC will say everything she said is true.
And this is, yeah, how many days?
This is what we have to put up with. And because of mean tweets.
Well, and how many days into the crisis was this? Like 70 some days after being tapped to be in charge of border, did she finally actually go and do something about it?
Yeah, did you see her with Lester Holt on NBC? Lester Holt's a flaming left winger, and even he couldn't put up with her bullshit. She said, "Well, I've been to the border." And Lester Holt says, "No, you weren't."
Well,
I don't know what you mean by that question, Lester. I haven't been to Europe either. Like, then she, the nervous giggle. I mean, this woman is not ready for prime time. And if you wanted to know she wasn't ready for prime time, look at the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, she went apoplectic.
Well,
over bullshit. So, but you know, the things you can't say, we just, you know, I can't say that stuff on Fox News. I get in trouble, even though it's funny. And I've got a shitload of likes and.
Well, because yeah, all these news networks now are going through and actively policing their comments and they're, you know, banning people that are not in agreeance or say anything that's, you know, off color, because you know, we're ultimately responsible for the page. Like if somebody comes on our page and starts doing, you know, blowing up racial slurs, you and I, we're ultimately responsible for what they've said, and it could ultimately learn, you know, have our page shut down.
It depends on who at Fox News reads my comment, whether I get banned or not, you know.
This is true.
Yeah, because you got to remember, even though it's Fox News and the left wing says, oh, Fox, they're evil, they're all right-wing nutsos and everything else, Fox News gave 70% of their political donations to Democrats, okay, 70%. Now, you can look that up. I'm not off by more than a couple percent. But the reason they're so far right wing, only giving 70% to Democrats, is because ABC, NBC, and CBS gave like 98% to Democrats. So there you go. But you know, a friend of mine posted something today, and it just cracked me up and reminded me of this because things you can't say. Remember the movie Kindergarten Cop back in 1990? Arnold Schwarzenegger. That scene in the school where Schwarzenegger is pretending to be the teacher or acting like he was a teacher. And he asked him what they learned. And the kid says, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. That was 1990. That was funny. We all laughed at it, right?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, they wouldn't even write that today.
No, no.
Let alone let it get in the movie.
No. And like I mentioned to you on pre-show, you know, here's another version of that. It's, you know, 101 Dalmatians, Cruella. Now they've come out with the prequel to Cruella, and what is one of the main things of Cruella's character? She smokes a cigarette.
Yeah, she has a fancy cigarette holder.
Yep, and guess what Disney doesn't allow? Disney's not for smoking. So they have to write this whole prequel of Cruella without, you know, one of her main aspects to the character, which is, you know, the smoking. And
cancel culture.
It's cancel culture. You know, I know we have cancel culture later, but this story tied both directions. So, yeah. You know.
No, I wanted to throw that in. I figured I'd get it in wherever I could. Yeah. That cracked me up.
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. Yeah. I remember when I first saw that movie, I cracked up.
Well, look at we've talked about it. Well, look at some of the half hour sitcoms that were on in the 70s and in the 80s that you absolutely could not do now. Not even the Jeffersons. Could the Jeffersons be on now? No.
All in the Family.
There you go. I mean, I can't believe
two of the funniest sitcoms of all time right there, Jeffersons and All in the Family.
Yep.
And what happened? Yeah, a black guy who was considered insensitive and a white guy who was considered insensitive. But both of them were good-hearted guys. They really were.
But do you see reruns of that anywhere on cable? Absolutely not.
Much, nope. No.
Archie Bunker and Edith, you see that? Nope. And I mean, do you see none of this stuff? Any of the stuff that had any racial...
Songs that made the hit parade!
Guys like us, we had it made.
Well, I mean, I think we may have talked about this here too, but you know, you see that they're trying to replace the kiss in Sleeping Beauty, you know, where that the prince wakes her up with the kiss. They're trying to get that changed in the movie because they say that she didn't say yes to the kiss, and it's actually rape that he kissed her.
Oh, yeah. Disney didn't like that. So.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, come on.
How are you going to wake her up? Shake her by the boobs. Let's meet you over, grab some boobies, and go.
We have to stop trying to rewrite history, folks. We have to. History is history. It can't be rewritten.
Hey, did you see those signs down there when Kamala Emhoff showed up in Guatemala? I mean, it was awesome.
They were perfect.
Go home, Kamala. Trump won. Go away, fraud. Things like that. And I thought, they're all over social media. And then it dawned on me. Well, these are real signs. This is a real news report. Even Facebook can't do much with this. And then you reminded me that, oh, yes, they can.
Well, I mean, to a certain degree. They can
limit the spread on the feed.
Yeah, they just limit the reach of the pictures. And that's what they do. I mean, obviously, they're there. And that's where, in cases like this, folks, if you... You know, you see these things, share them, because Facebook's restricting it. So we need everybody to share these types of things to keep them rolling as through the Facebook algorithm as much as we can, because the truth needs to be out there. And that actually happened. And if you want to step back for a second, here's one of the times that they did alter true photos was Trump's inauguration. If you go back to all that, when they showed the sizes of Trump's inauguration and that was all censored when they tried to compare it to, you know, to Biden's inauguration.
Well, the picture they ran of Trump's was taken 2 hours before he spoke.
Right, but it was still a true photo, and they still tried to say that wasn't. So again, when it's on the right.
Oh, the one during the speech, yes.
Correct.
Because
the
crowd looked way too big.
Way too big, so we can't use that. So when it's on the right.
CBS, I think it was CBS, it might have been ABC, it was one of the alphabet soup. Liberal asses. They kept running the picture from 2 hours before he spoke when the crowd was about two thirds of the size.
To try to make it look like it was smaller than it really was.
But since Off the Hook Radio is redefining media, we decided we would ask President Biden. I'm sorry. That always gets stuck in my throat.
Just call him Joe. Don't want to call him.
We asked Creepy Joe what he thought of this treatment of his vice president, and we do have his response. Go ahead.
So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
It's so clueless.
Play that again. I'm not sure I quite got his context.
So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
think he understands what he said either.
What happened was they had signs up that said Trump won. And Boston. Oh, remember, I posted the story, and I think I mentioned it. New York Yankees guy hung a big banner over the railing at Yankee Stadium a couple weeks ago. It said Trump won. Bring America back. And he got banned from the stadium.
Yes, he did.
Well, apparently him or friends of his were in Boston, because the same sign was hanging over the Green Monster in Boston on Sunday. No word on whether he's been banned from Fenway now. But
well,
people are figuring this shit out finally.
Here's
it's way too damn late to save us, but they're finally figuring it out.
But here's the thing. You know what? If that same fan had hung a sign over that said Biden won, they wouldn't have been kicked out. And that's what's wrong with this whole picture. Everybody else is allowed to bring a sign in, and it can say whatever it wants, as long as it, you know, it's not saying something obviously, you know, vulgar. But
well, yeah, I had somebody Trump on social media today was back and forth on me on something, and I had an argument with his point. I didn't want to make an argument. I just posted something that showed the facts. It was about COVID vaccine passports. It was basically, can they ask you for the vaccine? He thought there'd be a lawsuit about it or something. And I know we were talking about that a month ago, and basically the government has been upheld in the courts in the past on requiring vaccines. And there's no reason to believe it won't get overturned. It would get overturned in this instance, considering, you know.
Was the question that about asking if you
he was looking to see what's going to happen when there's a class action lawsuit. And basically my answer was nothing, but I just used the AP article that explained that the government has the right to do that.
Right. And as long as you're on this, one of the things to point out to people too is that businesses, unfortunately, as much as no one's going to like to hear this, are allowed to ask you if you're vaccinated.
You betcha.
The HIPAA law does not cover vaccines, because you have to disclose vaccines if you work in certain jobs. You have to disclose vaccines to go to school. You have to
disclose vaccines if you're traveling overseas.
Vaccines are not protected under HIPAA law. So if a business asks you if you're vaccinated and you think you're going to start a lawsuit against them, you're not. So just give up, shut your fucking mouth, and say yes or no. Just answer the question.
Yeah, well, you know, or you could get a T-shirt. My son got me a T-shirt for Father's Day. It says, "Identify as vaccinated."
I love it. I love it.
Now, hey, I am vaccinated, so I was like going, hey, should I wear that shirt? You know what? I will wear that shirt.
As long as we're on this where people are, you know,
it's funny.
You know, want to say that they're vaccinated. There's a new trend that's going out right now where people are actually over their injection spot, they're having some sort of COVID tattoo. But here's my thing.
I'm a left wing whack job. Here you go.
Well, but you know, I kind of looked at it that like that too. But I also looked at it as this was a time of great
stress
and struggle. I mean, this is a time that we are all going to remember. And I don't think it's really that dumb of an idea to go out and get, you know, a COVID tattoo. You know, in remembrance. I mean, if you're one of those people that does those kinds of things, I thought it was actually kind of cool. There's some pretty neat ones there, but there were so many people that were like, oh my God, these brainwashed left. And they're, I didn't look at it that way. I'm Lord looked at it as like people were taking advantage of a dark situation and trying to make some sort of humor out of it. And I kind of like the idea. But
I don't think any conservatives are getting those tattoos.
I toyed with some sort of COVID only for not because of the vaccine, but something in for remembrance of the struggles that this was.
I hearken back to Greg Gutfeld making fun of CNN people who were trying to shame the people that worked at Fox News for not putting up their shot videos, you know, their vax videos. And Gutfeld said, it's a private thing. He says, between me and my doctor, he says, yeah, but I got vaccinated. But, you know, I'm not going to put it out there to virtue signal that I'm better than anybody else.
Right.
He says, I got the damn shot. So what?
Well, mine.
You know, and then he made fun of the idiots at CNN, which he should have done.
Well, but see, I'm not looking at mine as a virtue signal to show that I'm vaccinated. No, well, not that. I'm talking about if I were to get one, it wouldn't be to prove that I'm vaccinated. It'd be more for the remembrance of the situation that we went through over this 2-year period. But it's still the same idea. I'm going to be
shamed. I would get 2020 in a circle with a line through it.
Well, that, I mean, but would I be shamed?
That would be my tat for the year. No. Hey, just one thing on the illegals, and we'll go into the COVID thing here, because that's weird. I started on the next story by mentioning that before I finished. But I just want to mention that Supreme Court of the United States ruled this week, yesterday, 9-0, by the way, that illegals cannot get green cards. Now, the fact that the Supreme Court had to rule on that case kills me. But there was Democrats, governors, and obviously the administration backed it, trying to give illegals green cards. Green cards are for people who come here legally. That's what the law says. Well, you come here legally, you get a green card so you can work. If you're illegal, you can't get a green card. Well, the Supreme Court, it's overly conservative. They're going to steal. They're going to change everything. They're going to make it all messed up. I'm sorry, the vote was 9-0, assholes. Okay? All the liberals said illegals can't have green cards. It's the law. Fuck off.
You know what, though? I wanted to ask a question about that because I don't understand how the Supreme Court works. But they did not technically have to hear that case. Is that correct? Okay. So they chose to hear
to lower court's rulings, yes.
But they obviously heard it. Now, do you think before they hear these cases, they get together as judges and decide, you know,
they want to?
Okay, so they probably
that is actually how they do it.
Well, then they probably already knew that they were going to go 9-0.
I think 4 of them have to vote to hear a case.
Okay,
I don't think it's 5. I think 4 have to vote to hear it.
All right. So in this case, obviously, you know, they already kind of talked about it. They probably discussed a little bit of their feelings, I would assume. And, you know, they already knew they were going to go 9-0. And this was just a no-brainer just to shut everybody up. But, it, you know, typically, probably this case never even would have been heard, you know, in a normal year. It's just because of all the bullshit that we're going through.
Well, it was basically giving a middle finger to these idiots who were trying to, I mean, they're trying to just upend the Constitution and ram all this stuff through. Because they know when 2022 comes that it's over, you know, and the country's going to realize mean tweets weren't so bad. But did you notice that Facebook was defending the other fraud? You know, Dr. Fauci, what, something like that, whatever it is, the COVID liar in chief, that guy. I posted earlier this week that these Facebook out of context warnings over true stories about COVID and Fauci's emails are because little Marky Z is up to his bad haircut and the fraud. Anybody who reads the emails can see that. And I found a clip that covers this. So we're just going to give you Maria Bartiromo's take on this rather than having to listen to us.
Okay. The media continue to collude, censor, and really, in some cases, lie to the American people. This morning, I'm focusing on what I'm calling the Facebook Fauci files, okay? Have you noticed what just took place with Facebook? First, Facebook bans all posts that suggest COVID-19 may have come and leaked from the lab in Wuhan. You're not allowed to say it on Facebook. They'll ban your post. Then all of a sudden, Fauci's emails are released, and we see a whole host of emails between the great doctor and Mark Zuckerberg. And Mark Zuckerberg's emails are redacted. Does he have a security clearance? Why are they redacted? What was going on in terms of Fauci telling Facebook what to censor and what not to censor? And suddenly when his emails are released, the policy changes. Facebook changed the policy last week. We're going to get into it. It's the Facebook Fauci files. It's potential collusion, and it certainly is censorship.
Yeah, and the one thing in there that you need to pick out and keep in your brain, people, is that Mark Zuckerberg, a lot of Mark Zuckerberg's responses to his back and forth emails with Fauci were redacted. They were blacked out. We still aren't allowed to see them even under Freedom of Information Act. That's only supposed to be for nationally sensitive information. That shows you how much influence Zuckerberg had on this election and getting Fraudenstein elected with his $400 million. Which only got spent in the states that screwed them. Screw Trump.
I need you to enlighten me, though, with something, because
what's that?
There's I posted the meme to my Facebook page this past week, and it opened a lot of questions. And the meme was it was just one of those ones with Fauci, you know, speaking at the podium and Trump in the background with that gleaming look at Fauci.
Yeah.
And it said, you know, he knew. And my question to you is because Trump was such a patriot and Trump was so for, you know, let's drain the swamp, let's do what's right for America. If Trump did know Fauci was lying, which we all kind of think he does, why didn't Trump put a stop to the Fauci lies under Trump and get us back on track without Fauci?
He did rein him in and shut him up.
He did. But
I don't know the answer to the full answer to your question. I do not know.
But if this theory of the Wuhan lab, it has been that widely known for so long, I mean, Fauci should have been ousted by Trump. I just can't. That's the one thing I can't wrap my
finger around. The media was so in love with Fauci, and Trump just figured COVID's bad enough. I don't need additional bad press on this bullshit.
I guess
these idiots are impeaching me over absolutely nothing for a second time. And I just think he couldn't have been bothered with it at the point. He just shut him up for a while and went on trying to get the vaccines done and a distribution plan in place, which was done. And, you know, Biden's taking credit for it, but Biden didn't do shit.
Well, and I guess
it was up to Biden. It was up to Biden. The Chinese travel ban would never happened. And was, I don't know how many million Americans got infected, but the number would have been 3 or 4 times that if Biden would have been president then. So
I do have a PSA for Dr. Fauci, though, before we head on. He should have learned from Hillary. Delete your emails.
And the aftermath of the fraud committed by Fauci in the media, because you got to blame the media. The biggest virus in America is the media. A poll came out over the weekend, and you might have heard this, New York Post. 71% of Democrats think healthy people should continue to stay home. 71% of Democrats think healthy people should stay home as much as possible, even as vaccinations soar and new coronavirus infections plummet. But in contrast, 87% of Republicans surveyed and 64% of independents said it was time for people to start living normally after more than a year of pandemic shutdowns and working from home. Now, that right there is why Trump got 75 million votes. Okay, he got almost a 20% increase in votes from 2016. And it was because people were tired of this shit. They knew Trump would open things up. They knew Trump liked the way Florida and Texas and a couple other states were handling things. And Trump kept hammering that home on the campaign trail. And all these people that were fed up with this bullshit, you know, and Michigan was a big one. You know, you have Governor Goebbels up there and Connecticut, California. I mean, these people were nuts. And I told you last week there was a dorm room in California. I don't know if I told you last week or not, but I read it last week. There's a dorm room in California, on a college campus. I don't remember which one. I don't have it in front of me. But when it's full, it holds 1,100 to 1,200 students. Okay. Nobody was there last year for November. Nobody was there. None. And it's illegal for somebody to go home and then vote like they're on the college campus. You're not allowed to mail votes out of state or to another residence in the address of the college campus. If you're on campus, you are allowed to vote like that's your home. That particular dorm that had nobody in it
voted,
had 3,000 votes for Biden, none for Trump.
Amazing.
Gee, but everything's on the up and up in California too, you know. Fuck you. But 71% of Democrats think you stay home. As of May, 57% of Democrats said their lives had fully or somewhat returned to how it had been before the pandemic, and 77% Republicans. Oh, so 57% of Democrats said their lives had returned somewhat to how it had been before, but 71% still want you to stay the fuck home.
Yep. And you know what?
They don't understand how an economy works, I guess.
No, they don't. And here's the sad part about this. I mentioned it on pre-show. In this concept, this stay home, and be paid to stay home through unemployment in New York State is what's going to reelect Governor Cuomo again in 2022, because he's going to use the unemployment tactic to keep people home and give them free money as long as he possibly can to secure himself the New York City vote to win the governorship again in 2022.
Well, I'm tired of all this conflicting information that's out there. I mean, you know, Cuomo is, he's in a state where, you know, if he gets a New York vote, it's kind of hard for him to New York City vote. It's hard to lose.
That's it. That's that New York. That's it. But all he has to do is pander to New York City and we're done. All the rest of New York.
But the news media is out there. Like, you could still catch it. Even if you're vaccinated, you still catch it. You still need the mask and all this kind of crap. No, you don't. I looked it up. The CDC numbers. People that have shown a COVID infection after receiving their second dose of the vaccine is 10,200 and something out of 130 million. And they added in the report that 10,200 something, they cannot tell how many of those people caught it just before their second dose or before the 7 days, you know, it takes to build up your immunity after your second dose had kicked in. So that number, that 10,200 number, could very well be zero, or it could be 3,000 or 4,000. But let's say it is 10,200. Okay. Say 10,200 people that have been fully vaccinated got COVID. None of them died. Hardly anybody went to the hospital. And that number is 8 out of 10,000. 8 out of 10,000.
Pretty good odds.
Pretty fucking good odds. You're not going to get sick if you're vaccinated or you're around somebody else who's been vaccinated. So quit being such paranoid assholes.
I have to throw one monkey wrench into your theory.
No monkey wrenches.
Well, just a small one, and it's only
racist.
I got to throw a curveball. I'll throw a curveball at you, and it's only because I get this information from somebody who is. It's a nurse. This isn't a conspiracy theorist person. Yes. This is actually from a nurse. And the nurse has told me that the numbers that we all are given and privy to through the CDC websites and through our local governments, which actually are derived from the official CDC websites, are actually not the true numbers. There is a website that everybody, even as a local citizen, can sign up for and log into to see what is considered the actual accurate numbers. And it's some, and I don't know the website because I don't really care to get into this at all. But the numbers, if you go into the true website, the numbers are actually much higher for everything. But these are the numbers they do not want the public to see. They want the public to see the numbers the CDC is putting out. And if you, listen, this is the key, this is the catch, and this is what she told me. You, when you sign up to be able to view these true numbers, you are not allowed to share these numbers outside of this website. And if you do, you sign an NDA to be able to view the statistics, and you cannot share anything outside of
it. You see how they were enforced for Trump NDAs? Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you go against a Democrat, they'll throw you in jail for 4 months for trespassing, but. If you burn down a city, they'll let you out and the vice president will raise your bail money. So, yeah, I understand. It's a two-tiered justice system. Anyway, you got an iPhone. I know you do.
Yeah, because I got it from you. Yeah. Well, but I've always had iPhones. I have an XR.
I have an iPhone.
What do I have? An 11 Pro Max, right? An 11 Pro Max and an XR.
Yeah. So you're double-fisted there.
I actually, sitting here on my desk right now, is four iPhones.
Four iPhones.
Yeah, all plugged in mining coins.
I only got one, but it's a 12. Be careful if you have to have a repair made your iPhone. Now, people, pay attention to this. This is very, very, very important. Okay? Lady sent her iPhone to Apple, and the repair techs at Apple uploaded her nudes off of her phone to Facebook. Apple did pay the woman millions to prevent a lawsuit. So then again, ladies, if you want to get a couple of million, put some good bush shots on your phone and send it off for repair.
Well, didn't anybody learn anything from Hunter Biden?
Yeah, really. She could have avoided all this. She could repair her own phone, it says in here. Like, who the hell can repair their own phone? Besides you. I know you probably could.
Yeah, but here's
most of us don't have your skills.
Yeah, but here, dude, you gotta understand something. Most people don't know their phone is going to need to be repaired, so they can't say, oh, tomorrow at 3 o'clock my phone's gonna break. Let me delete all my
pictures. Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. Your phone really screws up, you can't see what you got on there to delete. Good point.
You're in big trouble. So
they paid a multi-million-dollar settlement to this woman in Oregon after repair techs at the company they contracted with published nude photos of hers from her phone on Facebook. It was first reported by The Telegraph, an English paper, which is where you have to go to get news about America anymore.
Yep.
Because our media doesn't tell you shit. Facebook, Apple, those are liberal icons, so you can't do anything with them. The unidentified woman said her phone into Apple for repairs in 2016. This is a while ago. According to court documents reviewed by Motherboard, two repair techs then posted 10 photos of her in various stages of undress and a sex video to her personal Facebook page. They put it on her page. So even they hacked her into her page.
Well, they didn't hack. It was already all saved. But that is something people should take into consideration, though, with phones and iPads and stuff. I mean, a lot of us, we have digital wallets. We have our banking wallets, which with automatically signed you. In.
No, go ahead. It has nothing to do with what you're saying.
No, it's okay. But, you know, we do have to worry about these things. I mean, I had my screen cracked on my XR, and when I took it into the shop, I mean, she needed my passcode, which I'm thinking to myself, well, now, you know, she can get into my banking. She can get into, you know, this and that. I mean, you're putting trust and faith into a guy that's making, or a girl that's making minimum wage, that they're not going to do this.
Here's the irony in the story. Although what I was pissed about was when I looked at this story yesterday, I didn't have this, but I bought a pair of Skechers online yesterday because I can't get any New Balance. New Balance still isn't making custom sneaks. So I got a pair of Skechers in the colors I like. And of course, now this story is covered with Skecher ads.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
But anyway, for years, Apple's been arguing to legislators that it needs to tightly control who's able to do repair on iPhones and other Apple products. One of their core arguments was that allowing unauthorized repair companies to fix iPhones will lead to privacy violations and will cause security problems. Obviously, even when Apple tightly controls the repair infrastructure, it can't prevent these disastrous cases from happening.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a free and open world, you could take it to somebody you trust, if there is somebody out there that you can trust.
You want me to tell you who 90% of the people, and this isn't trying to be racist in any way, shape, or form, but here, 90% of the places that do all your cell phone repairs are Indian, you know, Indian kiosks and kiosks owned by foreigners. And that in itself, for a lot of people, already has a mistrust factor. Again, that's stereotyping, and that's being racist. I'm not being a jerk.
I judge people on their competency.
I absolutely. But again, remember, too, the person you're handing this phone to is making a minimum wage. So if they can find a way to make a buck by stealing your information or, you know, finding a picture that they can go now share.
Well, here's a little tip, though, for them, Slim.
Yeah.
Just don't keep that shit on your phone.
There's
a good place to start. I'm sorry, a little common sense, but you know.
The dirty pictures and stuff. Yes, I get that. But how do you tell somebody who lives their life from their phone that they can't have their banking apps on and have, you know? I mean, if you stole my phone, you can control my entire life from the palm of my hand. My entire.
You don't have your banking apps on your Face ID.
Well, yes, but the Face ID, if you, after so many times, it defaults to the code. So again, if they can crack
still
gotta
enter it though.
There's software out there. I can buy it right now that'll open an iPhone. You know, really? People don't believe that that's true, but you can. Right. These phones are not unbreakable.
No, well, I'm not gonna worry about it, but I do have two bank accounts on my phone. So
yeah, that's.
Anyway, now we're gonna pause for an ad. Okay, it's not really an ad because we don't do ads, but we're going to pretend it's an ad.
we used.
It's from a young African-American father and his daughter on the subject we spoke about last week, critical race theory. We just want to play this. It's just awesome. Go ahead.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color they are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
There you go. That's a great dad and a great American, and his daughter is cute as a button. I love that.
It summed it up, but the problem is it's not going to be enough. These kids are going to be indoctrinated with this crap.
No.
It's coming. It's coming. And folks, watch, because they're going to disguise this critical race theory with all different sorts of names to throw you off. And
there's going to be a lot of real Americans that are going to run for school boards that never wanted to run for school boards to scare these assholes.
Just to get rid of this shit.
Yeah. It's already happening. We had a story about that a couple weeks ago. One school board got completely overturned. I made a post yesterday celebrating Simone Biles, who you're familiar with.
Oh, absolutely. I watched every moment of it.
Yeah. And I assume the autographed Simone Biles picture I got for the lovely and talented Gracie.
It is on the trophy shelf in the bedroom.
Is in prime position still?
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is a prized possession, one of her prized possessions.
God, I can't even imagine what that would cost me today. I'm glad I got it for her a few years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's probably about $500 now.
Well, it was a lot then. Yeah, I think it would probably have at least 4 digits on it now.
You're probably right.
Because it's a real autograph.
It is. COA and everything. One.
Yeah. But anyway, if there ever was a real American superwoman, it's her. She just won her 7th national championship in gymnastics. I look forward to her and the other American ladies opening a can of whoop-ass on the rest of the world next month at the Summer Olympics, which leads us to this odd story. Now, we mentioned 5 years ago the number of condoms that are made available to athletes and coaches at the Olympics. It was unreal. I mean, we were laughing our butts off. The hell could you? Yeah. How can you have sex that much in 3 weeks? Oh, my God.
But did you even think, I mean, no one thought that, though. I never thought for a second that would be just like a giant hookup place.
It is. It's famous for being a giant hookup place. But the number of condoms they issued was unreal. It's like you could wear 4 condoms per session, and you'd still have, you know, 80% of them take home. But this year, well, it's a little different. Maybe a little different. Olympians will get free condoms in Tokyo, but they can't use them. So they say. The Tokyo Games will test athletes' resolve and discipline in more ways than one, as organizers had advised them against using the 160,000 free condoms provided in the Olympic Village. Each of the 11,000 completing athletes will get about 14 condoms, way down from 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think last year they each got 160,000.
it was like a gross each. It was like 144 each or something. It was a lot, but your point's well taken. As they descend onto the Japanese capital for the games next month, they'll get 14 condoms each. The International Olympic Committee is discouraging athletes from putting the rubbers to use, citing risks of the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, they hope athletes will bring them back to their home countries as souvenirs. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
This is an Olympic condom.
My tongue got stuck in my cheek saying that line. They hope athletes will bring them back to their home countries as souvenirs.
Look, Mom,
is that used or unused?
Look, Mom, I didn't use my condoms.
This one was that Russian pole vaulter chick. This one was a little Romanian gymnast. Yeah, that's your souvenirs. There you go.
What I found interesting was, and I didn't even think about this because we're into social media, but social media apps are what have driven up the all of the sex in Olympic Village because of Tinder and stuff like that. They said in this article that these athletes are using Tinder, like crazy for their one night hookups, and they're just going around like gangbusters one after another. I mean, it's like a brothel. From what I've been reading, I just didn't realize it was like this. I had no idea.
Well, according to the guidelines that were published in February, athletes are required to stay at least 2 meters apart from one another, according to guidelines. That would be too far even for you, Slim.
Yeah, unfortunately, it would be.
Yeah. So it's
she'd
already
she'd feel the breeze.
Get it on. Yeah, she'd feel the breeze. But they're told to avoid physical contact, including handshakes and hugs. And then they're only permitted to leave the Olympic Village under special circumstances. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, when they got to go to their events.
Or like when they want to defect to America. Of course, Biden will let them all in over the border. But boy, if a Chinese guy wants to defect, oh, that ain't going to happen. I guarantee he'll be sending him back. It'll be like that Gonzalez kid in Miami. And Clinton sent the SWAT team in to get him. Send him back to Cuba. Alien Gonzalez, remember him?
Oh, that was crazy. I watched that on TV. I was so fascinated with that story. That I was a young kid and was just learning about 24-hour news stations when that happened. So I mean, I was
American presidents being pussies.
That was when I started becoming understanding that this
it wasn't just Obama
up.
And Biden. Clinton was too. What'd Trump do? Trump got those guys back from China. Yeah, poor kid was already brain dead, but he got him back.
But he had mean tweets.
Let him die at home. Yeah, but he had mean tweets. So condom handouts to Olympians have been a tradition since the 88 Summer Olympics in Seoul, South Korea, because of AIDS. And athletes have been known to get it on during the two-week-long spectacle, aided in recent years by explosions in dating apps. During the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, athletes said they used Tinder to meet eligible hookups. So You're right. Jamie Anderson, an American snowboarder, said Tinder in the Olympics Village is next level. And she had to delete her account to focus on the Olympics.
Well, yeah. I mean, these people are probably getting this. I don't know which way you're supposed to swipe because I've never used Tinder. If you're supposed to swipe right or swipe left, but whatever. I'm sure these guys were getting matched left and right. Left and right.
Well, I know 5 years ago the number was just astronomical. There it is. 2016 Rio Games, 450,000 were distributed, plus 100,000 of them female condoms. So 550 total. That guaranteed each athlete 42 condoms for 2 weeks.
That's
42 condoms for 2 weeks. I'm telling you, when I was 21, I wouldn't use 42 condoms in a month. Only 2 weeks.
They were trying to see if you could get through 42 countries.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And well, they really upped it because in 2000 in Sydney, the Australians prepared 70,000 condoms and ordered 20,000 more after they ran out halfway through the games. So we know what's going on. Get your gold medal in. Never mind.
They need to do a reality TV show backstage at Olympic Village.
Oh, God. That would be something.
It would be.
Hey, this week in cancel culture brings us more insanity, but this one's funny. At least if you're on planet Earth, this is funny. I got to do this story. This is awesome. A California teacher said she's holding herself accountable, which means basically she canceled herself. Here's why. She's a white person. And she teaches Spanish. Oh, it's a guy. I'm sorry. It's a guy. It's not a woman. Oh, no. Yeah. No, last year was the guy. This year's a woman. I had it right. Well, last year, there was a guy. Yeah. Northwestern law guy declared publicly that my name is James Septa and I'm a racist. He was followed by Emily Mullen, executive director of Major Gifts, who announced, "I'm a racist and a gatekeeper of white supremacy. I will work to do better." And it goes on and on and on. Well, this woman is an Oklahoma State PhD student and teacher named Jessica Bridges. And she canceled herself from teaching Spanish because she's white. Her testimony on Instagram was picked up by conservative sites after she participated in a conference at Southern Connecticut State University. And it was a white accountability and anti-racist education workshop. In other words, indoctrination. She used the occasion to read a statement, and this is it. This is her statement. "Learning Spanish from a white woman. I wish I could go back and tell my students not to learn power or correctness from this white woman. I would tell them to stand on their own power. White isn't right. I'm holding myself accountable for to this journey. Part of my accountability is to continue to struggle and grapple with my internalized white supremacy. Dismantling white supremacy in society looks like dismantling in my heart first. It means I'm not going to teach Spanish. Accountability is ongoing because there's not an end to the process." Right there, it tells you everything you need to know about these wacko left-wing idiots. There's no end to their bullshit. Okay? They get everybody to say, "I'm white, and that means I'm a racist." Then they'll come up with something else next week. And she also corrected her Latinx students not to call themselves Hispanics, because Hispanics was the colonizer's term, and they're not from Spain. And she also declared that white teachers should only teach in white schools. Oh, okay. Let's go back to the Jim Crow South segregation.
Can't.
She's segregating herself. I'm serious. This shit is real. These are the nutcases that are out there that are running the Biden administration.
And the thing with this is what I don't get is because she's a part of wanting to do cancel culture, why would she cancel herself?
Because she feels guilty. But she has white guilt from her white supremacy.
Some of these people, I understand I understand when they do this and say, but all she was doing was teaching Spanish. It's not like she wasn't trying to push any of her white values off in teaching Spanish. It's a language. You're just teaching someone how to speak another language. You're not pushing off any of you're not trying to instill any of your, if you want to call them, white values or whiteness in them. So how is she?
I don't try to understand these people.
I don't either.
I'm
just very confused with this, with some of these things. And this is one of them. I don't understand why somebody that would cancel themselves when they're on that. Well, they do. She deserves, in a way. But why somebody that's on that side, that's fighting for that, would cancel themselves because they haven't made, because no one's going to cancel them.
Slim, it never ends.
You're right.
It never ends. Her white guilt will never end.
I guess she can have white guilt. I don't have any white guilt in my life. I don't. I have no white guilt, and I don't feel like that I'm superior.
I don't care.
Continue.
Well, anyway.
Damn stupid criminals.
Hold your cards and letters. We do have our stupid criminal of the week. And guess where he's from?
Your hometown of Florida.
My home state of Florida.
This
guy's from Weechi-Wachee.
The fuck is Weechi-Wachee?
It's in Florida.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Go ahead.
All right, suspect had a warrant for his arrest from Minnesota. He's already in trouble. But a Weechi-Wachee man hit a pedestrian, killed him, and then he hid the body behind a bait shop. It's Hernando County. Hernando County man now facing several charges after troopers say he hit and killed a pedestrian and tried disposing of the body behind a bait shop. Around 12:10 a.m. last Sunday, 28-year-old Joseph Charles Strickland of Weechi-Wachee was driving westbound on Cortez Boulevard. As he approached the intersection, he hit and killed a pedestrian, a 32-year-old man from Spring Hill. So this isn't the guy that he killed is not that far from me. Hernando County isn't that far from me. It's just north. It's on the west side, north of me. He was walking in the roadway. Then he drove the body of the pedestrian to the back of the Dixie Lee bait shop located on Evanston Street in Spring Hill. So basically, he put the dead guy in his car and drove him some distance to a bait shop and dumped the body. Then he called several friends and roommates to help push his car back to his home, and he said he hit a deer. After making it back home, he spray-painted the damaged portions of his 1995 Mazda, showered, and went to bed. At 8 o'clock, his roommate went outside to check the damage and realized it was not from hitting a deer, and his roommate called law enforcement.
Good for the roommate.
Yeah. Now, so he's busted, and, you know, a cadaver dog from Pasco County, which is my county, later found the pedestrian's body behind the bait shop. He also had a warrant for his arrest for bodily harm and gross negligence, felony criminal vehicle operation back in Minnesota. So he's charged with leaving the scene of a crash involving a death, tampering with evidence, no valid driver's license involving a death, and no insurance. Now, the only thing about this story is, why did he put him behind a bait shop? And the only plausible explanation I can come up with is they might not notice the smell of a decaying body at a bait shop.
Yeah. Hey, I like it. It's kind of like they say, where's the best place to hide after you don't commit a crime? Behind the police station.
Yeah, there you go.
They ain't looking there.
So there's our stupid criminal of the week. He hit a pedestrian, killed him, and hit him behind a bait shop.
Dumbass.
Anyway. So, we are on just Tuesday nights now because Idol's over. We get a whole 6 days in between shows.
Nope.
To rest up and come up with stuff for the shows, which we could have done two shows tonight with all the stuff we had.
We could have.
But we are on Zone Out Radio. That is our network. You get the Zone Out Radio app at where? The Google Store?
You can get it at Google or Apple.
Or Apple?
You know, you can get it for your Apple phone, or you can get it for your Google phone, or your, you know, it's available for everything.
Or you can go to zoneoutradio.com. Or offthehookradio.com. We're on all them. And then you can get our podcasts where? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Except for one.
Spotify.
We hate them.
Yeah. And we you We're and on I
Pandora,
have...
iTunes, Google Play, iHeart,
Stitcher,
all the biggies.
Yeah, you know. And,
they like
us. And you and I were all over social media, so, you know, you're on Facebook, you hate Twitter, you know, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, but we tell Spotify we won two friggin' awards. They better put us back on, bitches.
Yeah, they won't even talk to me. They're assholes.
They won't? Okay. F them.
Yeah, fuck them.
All right, so we're going to close with a rap song tonight. Yeah, I said that, a rap song. It might not be your cup of tea, but I want you to listen to this, please. The words are real. And I'll tell you what, I could have written for a week and I wouldn't come up with anything this good. This is awesome. This is Tom McDonald with his new release, Snowflake.
Good night.
Good night.
If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to all of us, it's called being a politician. You think taking guns away will save our kids from the killings? But you're pro-choice, abortion kills way more children. If America's so terrible and racist, it probably isn't safe to encourage immigration. Just saying, all the contradictions are embarrassing. You know who hates America the most? Americans. Trigger warnings used to be on TV for seizures, and now they're everywhere to protect millennials' feelings. He, she, his, him, hers, them, they. Screw a pronoun, cause everyone's a retard these days. I hear him preaching at the protest that hatred's the problem, but hating straight men, white folks, and Christians is common. Coca-Cola telling people they should be less white. They preach intolerance, but if you disagree, they fight. There's a race war here, elections based on fear. Black lives only matter once every 4 years. Soldiers died for this country, and every one of us benefits. Give welfare to the bums and forget about the veterans. Black folks and white folks divided by the news, but we are all the same. We are red, white, and blue. Ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly, we are all ashamed of you too.
Y'all are so ready. Oh no. The forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa. You can make us see it your way. No way. Gasoline and propane. More flames. Oh no. No more snowflakes.
set us up to fail. That's what they built the system for. Put an ammunition shop across the street from a liquor store. Empowering women used to be different than this before. The role models got OnlyFans or dance on a stripper pole. Screw it, I ain't tripping. I don't mean to be mean, but if our children are the future, then our future is bleak. They take an Adderall to focus, hit McDonald's to eat. They're addicted to phones and they take Xanax to sleep. They blurred the lines dividing communism and democracy. In 2021, we paint the patriots as Nazis. The men playing women's sports get trophies for winning. Like, great, let's celebrate a man for beating some women. If you're black, your life matters. You're supposed to embrace it. If you're rich or you're smart, then you're probably Asian. If you're gay, then you're brave. All of that I'm okay with. But if you're white, the stereotype is you are a racist. Blaming capitalism like that's the reason things are tough. While you tweet from an iPhone and sip on a Starbucks. You're supporting what you stand against. You don't think you are, but a Percocet addict don't donate money to pharma. Damn, dog, we're all afraid to speak the truth. And the more afraid we get, the more we hate the ones who do. You're ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly, we are all ashamed of you too.
Y'all are so fake. Oh no, the forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa, you can make us see it your way. No way, gasoline and propane. More flames. Oh no, no more snowflakes.
We can all get along, but there's no stopping. Everybody's wrong, that's a real problem. They don't want to hear it, but they still talking. Soon enough, we running out of options. This ain't gonna end till it's in the coffin. We ain't gonna be friends till we try to squash it. I don't know how we can make amends or we drop it. Snowflakes melt when it's hot, kid.
Y'all are so fake. Oh no, the forecast said that there'd be snowflakes. Whoa. And make us see it your way, no way. Gasoline and propane, more flames. Oh no, no more snowflakes.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.